Chapters 1 and 2. Abilene. Summary. The story begins in August 1962 in the kitchen of Elizabeth Leifold. Abilene is caring for the plump 2-year-old Mae Mobley Leifold, whom she affectionately calls Baby Girl. Abilene's own son, Treloar, was killed months before she began working at the Leifold residence. Treloar fell from a loading dock and was crushed under a tractor trailer. When the story opens, it is the fourth Wednesday of the month, Bridge Club Day, and Abilene straightens the house, manages Baby Girl, serves the women, and overhears their conversation. The women discuss the upcoming Junior League benefit, and Miss Hilly tells the women present, Elizabeth, Skeeter, and Hilly's mother, Miss Walter, about the Home Help Sanitation Initiative, a bill that requires a separate bathroom for blacks in every white house. During a break in the bridge game, Skeeter finds Abilene and questions her about Constantine, Skeeter's childhood maid, but Abilene says she does not know anything. Chapter 2 introduces Minnie, Abilene's best friend. As the two ride home together on the bus, they reflect on their long, hard day. Abilene tells Minnie what she overheard from Miss Hilly at Bridge, that Miss Walter is going into a retirement home and firing Minnie. Minnie swears revenge. A few mornings later, construction on a separate bathroom in the Leifold's garage begins. During the construction, Celia Foote, a newcomer to Jackson, calls Elizabeth to volunteer her services to help with the benefit. Abilene learns that Celia needs a maid, and she lies by telling Celia that Elizabeth recommends Minnie for the job. Analysis. Abilene's point of view develops in this chapter. As are the subsequent chapters in Abilene's voice, it is written in first person with a prevalent dialect. Abilene's humor gets her through bad times, and it is clear that she must keep her real self inside in order to appear the subservient, obedient maid. She is also proud of her skills at raising children and is secretly pleased that they favor her over their own mamas. These chapters also show that Abilene thinks Elizabeth Leifold is too skinny and too unhappy to be a good mother, and that Baby Girl has a dangerous devotion to Abilene. Baby Girl fears her mother's impatience and runs to Abilene for comfort. This foreshadows events where Baby Girl sees herself as belonging more to Abilene than her own kind.